Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Historically, the settlers and hunters of Utah didn't find moose when they were exploring the state. It wasn't until 1906-07 when the first recorded moose sighting occurred in Utah. Ironically, at the same time, the population of Shirish moose, also known as Wyoming moose, the subspecies found in Utah today, was dangerously close to extinction due to overhunting. Settlers in nearby states had preferred hunting moose because the large animal was easy to catch and was an efficient way to obtain a few hundred pounds of sweet venison. To prevent their extinction, western states discontinued moose hunting for a time. Until 1950, hunters agreed to hunt other deer species to provide time for the moose population to replenish. Searching for moose became a challenging spectator's sport. Moose are active during the day and loners most of the year, except mothers with their young. And since they prefer habitat where they could easily hide, finding one was a rare occasion. In 1957, Utah's moose had a resident herd in the Uinta Mountains, and the population continued to grow. Dan McNulty, associate professor in the Department of Wildland Resources in the Quinney College of Natural Resources at USU, has been studying the state's moose. He explains, Utah's moose population reached an estimated high of over 3,500 in 2005. The population subsequently declined to a current estimate of 2,600 moose. The reasons for this drop were unclear. To determine the factors causing the fluctuation in the moose population, Utah Division of Wildlife Resources joined with McNulty's research lab to investigate the drivers of moose population growth. McNulty says, "The first priority of the research was to determine the current status of the moose population. Is it increasing, decreasing, or stable? To do this, the researchers collared 120 female adult moose in two estimated herds, 60 in the Wasatch Mountains and 60 in the north slope of the Uinta Range. Female moose are the best indicators of the health of a herd. The females provide the data to determine the health of both the adults and the calves. By tracking them, the research team can see the number of females that calve, the number of calves who survive their first winter to join the population, and the survival rate of the adults during the four-year project. When the first year of data was gathered, they found in both herds that 80 to 90% of the collared females survived. Kent Hersey, Big Game Project leader for DWR, adds, "Compared to other moose herds, Utah moose tend to have average or below average survival rates." Joel S. Ruprecht, U.S. graduate student in McNulty's lab, discovered one reason this may be occurring. He found the maternal fat stores of the female directly impact the reproductive and survival success in Shirish moose. When midwinter fat stores of the expected moose were measured, Ruprecht found it predicted whether the female moose would successfully give birth to her young and also whether her young would live long enough to become a healthy long-term member of the herd. If a solution for population drop could be to increase nutrition levels of the mothers, then DWR may be able to improve habitat conditions for an adult moose and increase their health, which would in turn increase calving rates. DWR plans to use these research findings to help stabilize Utah's moose population. This is Shauna Levitt for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.